Culture Shock. Oh, it's your host. It's Phoenix.
I think Spotify got more of the views or the listens than the Captivate.
Listen. We on Spotify. We on Captivate. We on Anchor. We on Google Podcasts, Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find us.
Everywhere.
The Culture Shock, baby. There's levels to this ish.
To this ish. Tish.
Yeah.
So we everywhere.
Tish.
Yeah, we get good reviews from, you know, people I know, you know, everybody, you know, the little people that I got listening to it, they like what's going on. So gaining ground.
I like that. I like hearing that. That's good news.
Good, because, you know, we need to be gaining ground.
I mean, I think for starting during a pandemic, which I gotta admit was not the best idea.
Well, how have we known?
But, you know, I think for starting during this time, just coming up, and, well, you know, still gaining followers, I think that's...
I agree. Well, here's the thing. You know, what can we talk about? We talk about current events, news and current events. What are news and current events right now? Pan-fucking-demic. Yeah. Co-fucking-vid.
COVID!
Vid!
It's bad, too. It's so sad.
It is. It's terrible.
COVID, man. It's whooping our ass, y'all.
I don't want to whoop my ass.
I mean, it's whooping ass to take the names later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. All right. I got it. I mean, it is what it is. You know, we got to do the, you know, do what we got to do to get through it. I mean, it'll go away. You know, it will eventually, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, look at it this way. Polio went away, right? Mumps went away.
Right.
Rubella went away.
Mm-hmm.
Measles went away. COVID's going to fucking go away.
Measles came back, though.
Yeah, well, that's from non-vaccinating parents, but whatever.
Somebody gave somebody the measles in the lab, and they brought it to the crib.
Can I tell you something? I vaccinated the shit out of our daughter. Poke. Yeah.
Gotta keep some sanity. So
4 shots at a time.
Right. This past weekend was Easter.
It was?
Yeah. Ooh, How was y'all Easter weekend holiday?
Oh, you know, it's kind of funny. Chris, you go first. Because you know me.
I told you my kids couldn't get no meals. I told y'all that last week.
Right? You what?
The kids ain't getting no meals from over here. I told y'all that, didn't I?
I think you mentioned something about that.
They could make it. The chances of getting a meal from here was slim. they didn't make it. No, but, you know, my mom's cooked. She cooked. She cooked enough for the boys when they came. They didn't come till Tuesday though, so by that time, the dressing gone.
Now, are the
ham down to the bone?
Are the eggs all still hidden by that time, or did somebody find them?
No, we don't hide eggs. They're 18 and 13. They don't hide eggs. None of that. No. No.
Oh man!
I said, they gonna look at me if you look back at their phones.
There's still two hidden in this house. I have no idea where the hell they are.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I don't remember. Hey, you gonna find it at the wrong time? Something's gonna be stanking in the house.
Well, here's the thing. That is nature's perfect sealing substance, so you won't smell it. Just don't freaking break it. You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there are two eggs that are missing. I have no idea where the hell they are. I have no clue. Okay. We actually we got together with friends Thursday night, and she may or may not have slept over that friend Thursday night. And then we all got together Friday night at their house, and we colored eggs. The kids got together, they colored eggs together. Now, we weren't, you know, breathing in each other's faces, mm-hmm. so we were kind of distanced.
I personally hate Easter. It's like one of my least favorite holidays.
Surprised.
Yeah, I hate Easter. If I did not have kids,
that you even talked about it last week.
Yeah, if I did not have kids, I would not celebrate Easter at all. period. I hate it.
Yeah, you sound so happy introducing it. Yo, this week, this Sunday is Easter. I'm looking at you like.
Because hopping down the bunny trail.
I fucking hate Easter. It's, like, the only reason I hate Easter is because I think it's disconnected from its even its own made-up meaning. I think it's disconnected. So I'm like, I just find it pointless to celebrate. But beyond that, I went to my sister's. Like, I even called my sister. I was like, yo, are you having family over? Because if you are, I'm not coming. Like, I'm not doing it.
And you can say, no, social distancing.
Yeah. She was like, no, it's just be the family. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go over there playing with the girls. We had a, like, listen, at any point in time I get to spend time with my daughters, I'm all for it. Like, we had a blast.
That's cool.
I'm trying to give kids away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give people kid time. You want my kids?
Hell no. I'm like,
even you said they're teenagers, so
even my kids have like a limit. It's like, yeah, I love you for like 14 hours, and then it's like, get away from me. Like, go on somewhere.
That's a long time. I don't need more than 14 hours. I'm on a shift. I'm going 8.
Oh my god. Damn. Yeah, no. That's the difference between you guys and me. You know, I live with mine all the time. She's mine. Of course, her dad and I are married to each other.
I like that you had to make that distinction. That was
think about right. it. Yeah, yeah, think yeah. about it. Are your parents married? Yeah, to each other. Well, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, y'all actually had a shotgun wedding, like, you know.
Oh my god, a shotgun wedding. Holy hell.
Oh man.
Yeah, don't photograph me from the waist down because you'll be very surprised. That kind of wedding.
Wow.
That's why you got married. Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, but I went over there. We had a great time. It was cool. They did do the Easter egg hunt, which I found to be utterly hilarious because they ain't really getting nothing. Like every egg had candy in it. It was just like,
so they weren't real eggs.
No, it was pointless. Oh. It was pointless. They colored eggs, and they played a few games that like my sister had made up for them. One was hilarious. Like, she spent like 20 minutes. She found this. She does Pinterest. I don't know how people do Pinterest, but on Pinterest,
not even hip to Pinterest.
Yeah, she found this game. I guess it's a game. She found like some tape and she taped the sides of the walls, you know what I'm saying, to each other or whatever, trying to make a maze. Basically, she was trying to make a maze. And I was like, I was watching her do it and I'm like, listen, I'm telling you, your daughter is about to run through this. Like, I'm like, she's not gonna do the maze. She's about to run straight through all this tape. I'm like, they tried it. They tried it for like 2 minutes. Little girl got stuck. She said, screw this. And ran.
Right here.
Like,
can y'all see this? Yeah.
Have you guys ever went through a maze for real?
Yeah.
Of tape? No.
No, just a maze, period.
Yes. Yeah, like a corn maze?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've never did that.
Oh, my God.
It's super fun.
I've
watched a lot of people in movies die because they didn't find it out the maze.
But you can't go through empty-handed, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta have provisions. You gotta have provisions.
I got the strap.
You gotta have provisions. You know, snacks, drinks, more drinks.
You said drinks.
More drinks.
Y'all keep sticking drinks in there like that's what's up.
Yeah, for me that's what's up.
Nah. I can't go everywhere.
It's
my bad habit.
It smells.
Hey, you know?
Yeah, you give your position habit. Away.
Yeah.
Your bad habit is no worse than my bad habit. Your bad habit. At least you can drive with your bad habit.
Well, yes and no.
Well, it depends.
It's not that easy sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes you sleep. Well, sometimes your lids go down. They be lower than what you're thinking. They be shut before you know it. You drive asleep.
Do you realize you're driving 3 miles an hour, Phoenix?
Hey, it happens. I'm telling you, like this. You just moseying. people honking the horn. It'd be old people honking the horn. At
like not 90, no. not a 50, 60-year-old jogger is passing you.
Like, man, I do fast. Like,
right, he's sprinting.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Speaking of old people, thank you for that transition segway. There.
I throw all the hoops all day, man. That's all I do.
Speaking of old people, Obama has officially endorsed Joe Biden for president.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. He waited, of course, until Bernie Sanders was out of the race.
Yeah.
Actually, until everybody was out of the race. And Joe Biden was the only one standing. And so then he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I endorse Joe Biden.
But yeah. You could tell that wasn't his pick. He didn't want to lean towards Joe.
No, he didn't. Listen. He didn't. Listen, nobody wanted Joe Biden to win this.
No.
Like, they so wanted Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, even Amy Klobuchar. They wanted anybody else.
They needed a woman.
But Joe Biden. Like, they
needed a woman.
It didn't matter. Like, the world
needs a woman.
They need, if that was the case, I wish they'd have gone with Tulsi Gabbard. But that's just me.
But like, that wasn't happening either. I know.
But yeah, so he endorsed him, and it was interesting because, you know, me not being a particularly big fan of Obama, I noticed his tactics that a lot of people might find like really inspiring and motivating, but to me, I'm just like, nah. Because he's talking in his endorsement video, he's talking about all of these like really like strong progressive ideas, and I'm like, you don't believe this. I
would have straight told him like, dude, them your ideas, you're just trying to force them on Joe.
Exactly. It was literally it was like literally everything you mentioned. I was like, bro, Joe has never argued for those things the entire time.
Has he argued for anything ever?
He's literally never argued for it. He's talking about you know, like climate change and raising the minimum wage and all of this stuff. And I'm like, bro, no.
That was 8 years ago.
Right. I'm like, he's literally never mentioned it. Even like healthcare. He's like, he even said like, yeah, we need to protect the ACA. And I'm like, okay, that's a Joe Biden position. And then he's like, but then we need to move further. I was like, no, like Joe Biden is not advocating for that, like even a little bit.
He doesn't advocate for anything.
Yeah, I was like, it's entertaining to me that,
I'm like, humorous.
I feel like if you're a big, you know, Obama person and you saw that, you were like, he could definitely get you excited to vote for chosen candidate.
Yes. I mean, that man has a lot of passion. You know, and he can focus that, and he can drag whomever is looking toward him for guidance. He can drag those people that way without them even knowing it, because he is such a hugely popular public figure that, and he's a black man. He's a black president. Seriously. And I, yay for him. To me, that did not make him a good president. Yay, he was a black man. Yay, he is a black man. Yes, blah, blah, blah. Didn't make him a good president.
I think what's interesting is you bring that up, and at the same time, you said we needed a woman. I was like, well, a woman doesn't necessarily make a good president either. It's just
which is why our options are not women, because they realized that, yeah, okay, they don't want my ideas. I'm going to step down and hopefully a Democrat who has a winning idea will take this bull and run.
Right.
It's not happening. No. You know, you guys know that I'm independent, and I'm telling you, I'm not leaning Democrat right now.
I am seriously, like, I mean, probably not this presidential cycle, but maybe in the future, I am seriously considering switching parties. Like,
oh, man. And you know what? I might go with the person with the best sense. And then, like, I feel like I'm getting some money right now, so I'm cool with the people that's getting money, I guess.
Okay. Oh my God. I like Chris's perspective on this, because I'm like, I talk to a lot of people who are like very not politically engaged. Mm-hmm. And like, it's interesting the things that inspire them to vote.
Right.
Is like what gets them to the polls, or what gets them excited about a particular candidate. Right. And it's always I don't know how to put this.
Put it bluntly.
It's definitely not policy related. Let me put it like that.
No.
It's not very policy related. It's mostly character driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when Bush was running and it was all like, oh, who would you like to have a beer with? I was like, whoever follows the policy prescriptions, I want them to have, like, I feel like that guy's gonna be a great person to drink with. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, how'd you get Medicare for All pass? I'd love to hear it as I sip this Yingling light. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I would definitely want to know how they're gonna get this health care thing together. I want to see how they're gonna really tackle minimum wage. Mm. I want to see how they're gonna tackle education.
That's where I am.
Education is probably a bigger, like, that's, I didn't realize how big of an issue that should was. Be.
That and healthcare is your biggest situation.
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm voting. And, you know, ironically, you guys, there was no primary voting in Ohio, in-person voting, which I think it's sad, but maybe it's good. I don't know. I've got to vote absentee. I got to vote by mail because I couldn't go to a poll and push a button, you know, because that Ohio said, no, don't do it because you're going to get fucking corona.
And, you know, and I'm sure somebody did. I will say, though, the polling place I went to, they were thorough. Like, they were thorough. All of the poll workers had gloves.
Oh.
All of them had sanitizer.
A lot of them
had masks. Like, they weren't playing. Like,
right. I mean, I haven't even gotten my absentee ballot yet. So, and they better hurry because, you know, like, April 28th is, like, the counting day or whatever.
Mm, so. That should be interesting.
Yeah, I know. I wonder.
So, like... And I wanted to bring this up, especially since with Chris here. So I'm online a lot, and I see a lot of people saying pretty much, like, if you were on Facebook at all the past 2-3 days, I put up a post and I said, I firmly believe that Joe Biden will beat Trump in November. But I said he's gonna have to do it without my help. And, you know, I got a lot of confrontational responses to that, which I thought was weird. I was like, okay, like, I'm still saying that I think he'll win. I'm like, you know, even though, like, I'm not voting for him, I don't know, I don't care what you do, but, you know, it's not in my interest to vote for Joe Biden, so I'm probably not going to.
Right.
And I'm seeing a lot of that online. Is there are a lot of people who are saying pretty much there's nothing Joe Biden can do to get their vote. And then there's people who are saying, no matter what, you know, getting rid of Trump is the most important thing, so we got to vote for Joe Biden regardless.
So they're voting for a party, not the candidate.
Exactly. So
yeah,
I want to know where y'all fall in that.
I honestly think this is a tactic. Like, as far as me being the voter, me going to the polls, I think I can say I've been cheated 3 times. Mm. I feel I've been cheated 3 times. What I fear now is it seems like that voting now has become a smoking mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It seems like voting ain't true no more. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's not the way to go no more. It's like, if you don't really have a voice, if you really not in that inner circle, you really don't have a voice. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
What we can do out here, no matter how much we protest, whatever, it just seems like it's not enough to reach who it needs to reach. and change the mind of the old America.
Well, here's all right. So I'm voting on issues, not on candidates for this primary. Like I will likely not vote at all for the primary for the candidates. I'm voting for issues because that's what's important to me. Is that for education, for example, you guys know that Gracie's school system is like on real thin ice right now, and we need a certain issue to pass. That's why I'm voting. I may not vote on anything else but that.
Mm. That might be your sole reason. Like
that's my reason for going.
When issue one was on the ballot and me and Phoenix was covering this, and we was pushing it hard for a lot of people. And we was like, yo, this got to happen. Like what me and Phoenix was looking at was like the bigger picture.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Down the line, what's exactly gonna happen? As time go on, I start thinking about the business side of it all. How many jobs would it create? Mm-hmm. How much revenue would it put in? Okay. Right. You say that gambling is bad to do. That's only if we ain't got no regular rules and regulations over. So, like, if I'm shooting dice in the street, I can go to jail for illegal gambling. But I can go to a casino and shake the same dice and walk straight out with a pay.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, you're supposed to not even be able to play poker in your own house for money. Let me tell you something. You play poker in my house, you're playing for money.
We play spades for money all day.
I love it.
We play Uno.
Right? For money.
You know, you get up to like 10 people.
Yeah.
So just think, if 10 people put $5 in the pot, that's $50.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. For Uno. Whoever tunked out get the money.
Right. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen.
That's cool.
You want to know how many times people pray for draw four skips and reverses?
Oh my God, hey, that's funny.
You want to see some violent? Play Uno for some money.
It's like combat Uno.
Hey, listen, I'll be ready to punch people on a regular game of Uno when they put that draw four down, and I got like one card left.
Oh, and you're like,
oh, you a dirty boy. I'm like, if there was money involved,
no. Shit. No, you did not. No, you did not.
And you got four colors.
Right.
And 10 people playing.
You got four different colors.
And you got one quarter, you get hit with a draw four.
Oh, my God.
They be scandalous. Oh, some people, they're like, we play doubles and triples. So they hit you draw four. Reverse, skip. Like, you're like, oh, you shiesty, bro.
The card game started out with five cards.
Right.
Everybody got no card, one card. No, you won, you got no card. Everybody else got one. Him over there got 17.
You need to draw from my hand because we're out of cards.
Oh, man.
That is sad.
That's a fun game.
But yeah, it's like we're gambling with our life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we put it in these people's hands.
Exactly.
It's like we want certain people, we want certain issues, but they do not want to give it to you.
Exactly.
And like I say, if gambling was such a bad thing, when y'all put it in perspective of like, oh, the Ohio lottery is making this much. Well, okay, well, let's take this small portion and get to the school.
Which okay, Ohio lottery didn't give our school anything.
Marijuana is an $80 billion a year network.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, our school got like a nickel, maybe. If that.
Right. That always baffles me. It's like, I mean, I've seen levies pass and ballot initiatives pass. Four school districts, mm-hmm. and it always seems like it either trickles in or it's nothing. It's like chump change, and I'm like,
or it's one big lump sum right after it get voted in.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like one big lump sum, and they got to trickle, like you said, trickle it down, and it absolutely looks like nothing.
It looks like nothing because, like, they'll get something like the lump sum will be like, all right, you got 60,000 for the next school year. And it's like, 60, bruh. Bro, no. that's like five computers and we're done.
Exactly.
That's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's a lump sum, but it's a lump sum of nothing.
It's enough for the state to say, oh, look, we gave the,
right. You know. So like what typically ends up happening is the schools will sit on those funds until they can get another initiative passed.
Yeah.
And then that way they can double their efforts or something.
That lowers what they need, but they still need.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's the coupon.
In street terms, that is so smart. But when you're dealing with education and kids, that is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing.
Because, I mean, if anything, say you were a junior, not even junior, a sophomore, right? You're a sophomore in high school, and this thing passes. You're excited. Oh, snap, my school's getting new. Yes, we finally gonna get books or, you know what I'm saying, computers or, I don't know, more TVs or better lunches, anything like that. And nothing changes. Nothing changes the rest of your sophomore year. Nothing changes junior year. Nothing changes senior year. And then as soon as you're out of there, maybe you come back once, you know, 2-3 years later, and you're like, hey, man, where'd all this, like...
They painted the music room.
Right. You're like, hey, man, where'd all these changes come from? And they're like...
Exactly.
They're like, oh, we got that when that levy passed. It's like, you ain't put it here when I was here. Like, what...
Hey, listen, bro. When I look at John Hay now, and Cleveland, I mean, and Arts now.
Man, Arts.
Now.
Man.
I've been so jealous because I'm like, what was that at when we was going to school?
Listen, they might as well have put Arts in a basement. That's how big that school was, okay? It was the size of a basement, all right?
Now, it's like a whole college campus.
Seriously, it looked like it could be an add-on to Ohio State University. Like, that's how big CSA is.
That's the way Arts should be.
Exactly, of course.
But I'm like, salty, bro.
I'm like, bro, like, where was this?
That's the way it should be.
It's craziness.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
Are things getting a little boring or bland in the bedroom? Have you become bashful with your boo? Maybe it's time for a boost for your beloved with Bittersweet Treats. Bittersweet Treats is your new partner in crime. When it's your time to shine, don't cover your behind. Blow his mind. Bittersweet Treats is available online and has many designs to update your love life. Visit us at bittersweettreats.com to get your new adventurous apparel. Spice things up with Bittersweet Treats. Blow his mind.
Didn't I just say what you thought I said? I know I didn't say it because I was there when I said it.
Culture shock. It's Chris. It's Crystal. It's Phoenix. We'll give you the news like you've never heard it before.
I missed this.
I don't know. Even I caught this.
like, Twitter was lit.
This was all Twitter?
Culture Shock. Every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts, shock your system.
My stimulus check.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Stimuli.
I got it, but ain't gonna do shit.
Exactly. I mean, it's nice.
You got more money than you had yesterday.
That's true.
Exactly.
I actually said the little $1,200. I mean, it ain't shit, really.
But it'll
help me. In my situation, it'll go a long way.
Exactly.
Like if you're in a different situation than me, then it's piss poor. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to even look at my credit card bills right now.
Right. I don't have credit card debt or anything like that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. But
yeah,
like...
exactly. I'm not gonna say it's not helping because it is helping. Yeah. You know, this is gonna actually pay for a trip to where am I going? Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That was canceled for the fucking virus. That was supposed to be over spring break last month. That, you know, I was picking our daughter and her friend to Myrtle Beach, just a girls trip, and my mom, and that's gotta pay for that. Which yeah, I think that's good.
I think mine will be used to get myself a vehicle.
Nice.
That's definitely the goal.
Nice.
To get a little vehicle so I can stop riding these Rita buses and catching coronavirus.
And sharing the corona, right?
Exactly.
Looking the seats and sharing the corona, right?
Just exactly. Breathing in corona all day long. Chris, did you get yours?
Breathing it. Come on. Breathing that shit. Just did all you? Up in the mix. 12 right. people too many.
Did you get your stimulus check?
Yeah, man, I got it, man. I'm balling. I'm balling. You know, I feel great about it. You know, I get up this morning and I see everybody talk about, yo, this is the day. Everybody's supposed to get it. I'm like, man. All right, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I probably slept an hour and a half in 2 days. So I've been up all night. I'm like, man, whatever, man. I probably ain't even getting no stimuli. They hate me over there. I called the bank up. You know what I'm saying? My shit was 2,200 more. I said, I got stimuli money.
I'd be stimulated with that.
But, I was more so like, my whole thing is I can't miss what I didn't have.
Right.
I was like, okay, I didn't, you know. It was like when I got the news that they was doing it, it was like, yo, they going off last year's taxes. I said, okay, I did file a little taxes last year, but I didn't file this year.
Me either. I was actually waiting until I got the stimulus check to file my taxes. That's literally what I was waiting for. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna get me with that bullshit. I'm like, just in case I owe this year.
Because if you stash my, you ain't gonna stash my stimuli. And my
tax return.
You ain't gonna die. Hell, give me my stimuli. You gotta get something, Jack.
Right.
So when they announced it or whatever, I was like, you know, whatever the case may be, and he's like, it was the talk, it was the joke of Facebook for so many days. You know what I'm saying? For the time the word was out, they were starting to send them out. So I even had people give up numbers to the IRS with the call numbers to call and all of this, to post it with banks and doing the direct deposits that day. So I'm like, these motherfuckers went full detective on the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. So yesterday, was it Friday? Friday is when everybody started actually receiving them. Mm-hmm. And everybody, I mean, that was going ham. They got this person got it, that person got it, this person got it. And you know what? The backlash of getting the stimulus check, I never knew it would be this much backlash for receiving the stimulus check.
What you mean? This much
backlash to go to work, pay taxes, and at the end of the year, you're liable to get only half of the taxes you paid.
Yeah.
That means you pay taxes on the taxes that you get back. That's dumb as fuck. Like, that's the dumbest shit. Man. I swear to God, it's dumb shit.
But you
know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people, you know, people get, well, I don't need that $1,200. Y'all can have it.
Give it to me.
I can do without it.
I'm like, yeah.
Look over the check, motherfucker.
Right. You know
I will get Cash App again for him to Cash App me this goddamn stimulus check if he don't want it. I'm just gonna be real.
Yeah, for real. If you are out there and you are saying that you don't need your stimulus check, you know, hit up the DMs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's Phoenix Andre Clouden on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can see us on Twitter, shock underscore pod. You know what I'm saying?
Cash App. I got Facebook.
I got PayPal. You know what I'm saying? PayPal, P Cloud and me, whatever it is, I don't even remember.
My address is 105.
Not giving you that, because you know, DTW right. is kind of
yeah. Like, just, you know, whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Twitter. I'm on like three different Twitters. Come to my DMs. Come see me. I'm IMHO Reviews. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I never knew it was that bad to get a stimulus check, man. It just bugged the shit out of me. And then it was like, I was on Twitter, and it was like, when was the last time we got a stimulus check? And, you know, so many answers was wrong. Like, I had to think about it, like, okay, I got a stimulus check. I remember a stimulus packet from the last two presidents.
Yeah.
One was for individuals, one was for business.
Mm-hmm.
I had to think about it. It was like, who? Obama? Everybody was like, Obama. I had to think about, like, no.
No.
It wasn't Obama. It was Bush, my
that
man.
That was Bush. Yeah. That was Bush.
I said Bush was the one who gave the people.
That's crazy.
Send me this check.
That's crazy. Two times in my lifetime, I've received a stimulus check from two Republican presidents.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
And that's facts. That is absolutely facts.
I've not lost hope.
That's absolutely facts. And, you know, and it was like Obama. I said Obama. Then I had to put another one. I was like, wait a minute. What are we talking about? For the people? Mm-hmm. For the businesses?
The businesses received one hell of a stimulus check from Obama.
And that was Obama. That was Obama. We ain't get none.
Yeah.
We looked at the businesses grow. We looked at the small businesses open and flourish. That's what we seen. We seen the economy come back, which was a good thing because we was able to tap into it. Like a win-win kind of, but okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bush, we got two stimulus packets. Republicans, man.
That's craziness.
That's crazy.
See? My Republican leaning is not all wrong all the time.
Hey, I'm almost there. We'll see.
I'm stepping out of here for just a second. I'll BRB. Don't miss me.
Crystal left us.
Oh no.
But actually I want to talk to you about this anyway, Chris. So we all got ours, but apparently there is a way, and it has been confirmed that the Treasury Department has allowed banks to garnish your stimulus check. And like how it happens is, if say you owe any money to your bank, right? Maybe through credit cards or loans or anything like that, they can pretty much garnish your entire check to cover those loans or those losses. What's even more messed up, and I just found this out, is not only can they garnish it, but like even if you no longer bank with them, if you have like a old card that maybe has an overdraft or something like that, they can take that out.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Like shiesty.
How far does that go back?
Yeah.
I owe Fifth Third from like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know Key Bank, me and Key Bank had a contentious relationship. I was overdrafting like every week.
That's so what I'm paying with.
Yeah.
I did that with USAA for a while.
Yeah.
I got the account where it's like you got $10. That's it.
Yeah.
Ain't no overdrive. You got $10.
You got $10. Live with it.
Well, if it's $12, you can't get it.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
This is an important alert. The coochie coo is attacking. That means the weather is getting warmer and butts are sticking out from shorts and skirts that are too short. The coochie coo is again attacking and will not rest until it has pinched all the butts in the area. It has been attacking from Memphis to Madison. Any butt sticking out is in jeopardy. Protect yourself now from the coochie coo by dressing modestly and carrying pepper spray. If you are pinched, contact your local sheriff's office as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the laugh too. Again, the coochie coo is attacking. Protect yourself now. This has been a public service announcement.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
One thing that has been happening, certainly a lot more frequently, since coronavirus has exploded onto the scene, I guess.
Day drinking is at an all-time high.
Sorry, Phoenix. I didn't want to jump in on your.
You're right. Snowing. One of the other things is people playing stupid games and winning stupid prizes, and that is people who are not taking coronavirus seriously, and then creating a toxic atmosphere for other people, and then finding out that other people will whoop that ass. this is a serious condition of don't do that, because
wait.
I think we lost Chris.
I'll just say it. I'm like, you know, you can't just be out here acting a fool and think, you know, ain't nothing gonna happen to you. So I think we all got a story of something like this happening. Most recently, the one I saw was a guy in a supermarket. I don't know how long ago it was, but not too long ago. I think, say, at least about 2 weeks. He's in there, and I guess he didn't believe in coronavirus. He got into a discussion with an employee of the store over it, because I guess he was touching stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, just being belligerent. And he, to protest, you know, the social distancing and the whole hoax of coronavirus, he started spitting on the oranges.
Fake news?
Yeah. Yeah. He started spitting on the oranges. Like the produce section, he started spitting on it. So this caused a ruckus, and the manager saw this, came over, and how can I put this delicately? Slapped the living fuck out of this dude.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, yeah, like.
For those that are listening, not viewing. You have to see his face. Understand why we laughing now.
Like, I mean, I like listen.
Whoa.
He slapped Jesus out of this man. Okay, like it was the hardest slap I've ever seen by a human being to another human being, and he slapped him like right in, on like the top of his head. Like it was like extreme prejudice and hatred. Like slapped the fuck out of him. I was like, God damn. Like, dude woke up, he forgot it was 2020. He like it was all bad. He like some of the oranges fell on his face and shit. Like, so that nigga got corona. Like, it was all bad. Like, he fucked up. it's just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm trying to understand why people think this is okay. Like, you know, no. Even if you do believe, like, you know, hey, maybe this isn't that big of a deal, people are overreacting, yada yada, that's fine. But you want to save your little irrational behavior for when you're inside your house, because you bring that shit out here and other people will respond. I think that goes without saying.
I mean, it's not it's not nothing to play with. Just because I live, I'm up and I'm on the go and I'm moving and I'm doing me and I'm not letting it bother me as bad, don't think that I'm not cautious. Don't think that I'm not, hey, I see somebody, you know, bust a cough out. I'm like, hey.
Right, right.
You need to go get checked out.
Do one of them. Start spraying around you like, hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah, hey. Spray it up in the air and shimmy in it, you know,
right, right,
and
dance in it, like,
you know what I'm saying? Get away from me, germ. You know? Yeah. People are not playing with this. Like, people are not playing. Listen, people have kids, little kids, and it's a difference. When you playing around with a grocery store, because it got to the point where people are not even, you check your produce, you check your oranges, you look at it, see what's firm, what's soft and all. People not even doing that. They just looking, and what they pick is what they put their hands on is what they get. That's what they gonna pick up. I've seen this millions of times at the grocery store. You know, people like, I'm not about to be all like this with it. I'm just going to head on and examine. Boom, get this. And that's
sure it's not rotten.
You know, and that's respect. You know what I'm saying? That's respect for the masses, everyone around. People ain't playing like that out here with that. No, not at all. Not at all.
It's funny to me because
you catch a beat down for beat down.
Yeah.
You catch a beat down for beat down for the round.
It's funny because on Easter I was with my mom and I was wearing gloves. I was like wearing gloves and I had a mask on. And she's like, "Why are you wearing all that?" I was like, "Cause Nick, Corona. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's out here." And my mom is one of those people who doesn't believe that, you know, it's as serious or as bad as it is. And I'm like, I even told her.
She like me, but she's not like me.
I'm like, you are more than welcome to feel that way. But if you cough around me, I will slap the shit out of you. I'm like, on real. Like, listen. She ain't gonna danger me or my kids. I'm like, listen. Listen, you can be ignorant all you want to, but you be ignorant with your health, not mine.
Not mine, not my kids.
Yeah. All right. You will get the fuck slapped out of you. Multiple times.
It's that time, you know, the kids are telling their parents to, you know, stay inside and don't go out to play. You know, and you're gonna goddamn listen to me. You're older. I'm in questionable health, but that's just because of my medicine. But whatever. You know, I got parents who are in their mid sixties, and you know what? Stay in the fucking house. You cannot go play with your friends. You stay inside and play with each other. Yeah. I don't care how gross that is. You play with each other. That's it.
What I'm really excited for, honestly, is to see what society looks like once quarantine is over.
I know.
It's gonna be interesting just to see what it's like to see human interaction again. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'll that be like?
Yeah. My first non direct family hug is gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
Oh my God, hug me, please.
It's still gonna be elbows.
Is he the... Oh my God. Boom.
I like that. But that's an interesting question. I'm wondering.
Exactly.
Do you think that.
It's like the day after.
Yeah. Will it bring us closer to each other or further apart once this
no,
is over?
No, I'm going
to
be way apart. I'm be like, no, whoa.
Certain aspects, it's certain people that you're going to want to be close to and say, hey, but it's still going to be separate. It's still going to be, the new normal is going to be social distancing. Like,
we're back in the studio, guys. I'm hugging you guys. So just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Yeah. I got that for everybody.
Like, seriously? Yeah.
It'll be church hugs, though. Like, it'll be
church hugs.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not even chest to chest. Just like, yeah.
Hey, I was about to say, I don't even know what a church hug is because I don't go to church. No. Then I had to think about it.
What a church hug is.
Yeah.
I know what a church
hug
is.
It's like all arms and shoulders. Like, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. you gotta like stick your shoulder blades out so your chest goes way back.
Right.
Because like for girls it's hard because you know, you hug somebody, you're gonna bump in boobs at their chest and like chest way back.
Be like so happy to see you, but don't touch me.
I'm so happy to finally hug another person. Yeah, don't touch me though, because you might have some leftovers of that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all are absolutely fried.
The Burning Rant with Phoenix Clouden.
Welcome to The Burning Rant. This is Phoenix Clouden. And today I wanted to talk about our President of the United States. You know him, great guy, I'm sure. His name is Donald Trump, in case you didn't know. And I want to talk about not necessarily him so much, but his treatment in the media. And I'll bring this up because recently he was doing his coronavirus press conference and he got chastised by a CNN reporter. I don't even know if chastise is the right word. She just basically continued to press him on a particular question about what his administration did during the month of February to prevent coronavirus deaths, which is, you know, it's a good question. And of course he didn't answer it. And so, but what blew my mind was after that was CNN was like, oh, this reporter, she stood up to Donald Trump and isn't she great? And that's how you resist and yada, yada. And I'm like, yeah, no. Listen. I am not a fan of mainstream media, particularly CNN. And they find ways to make their anti-Trump arguments, even their valid ones, weak and watered down and terrible and piss poor to the point where it's like, shut up. This is CNN. So, and it's mind-numbing. Listen, if you've ever watched CNN longer than 10 minutes and not had a stroke, congratulations. But if you watch it, you'll see they have these things called chyrons, right? These are basically the lower thirds that run underneath their screen, right? And in them, they say things like, oh, Trump tries to use propaganda to avoid answering question, or angry Trump loses it at reporter, angry Trump melts down over question. And it's like, you know, I know there are a lot of stupid Americans in the country. We have a lot of stupid people in our country, but you don't need to spell things out that much. But also what you're doing is spin. You're spinning it. Because if you actually watch the video, she let him have the last word. So he basically won the confrontation. What are you talking about? Like Donald Trump spun it around about how CNN's fake news and their ratings are bad and they're less popular than he is. And all of these things are true. None of them even come close to answering her question, but they're still true. And she let him speak. She let him continue. She let him drone on about all of these other things that don't have anything to do with their question. And in that sense, she lost. CNN lost. The media lost. You lost the whole point of the freaking argument because you let this man get the last word. He is not a smart person. He is not very crafty. But one thing he is good at is controlling the media narrative. And you let him control it. Why? Because you suck. You suck at your job. You suck so damn much. God damn. She would have been better off blowing him than asking him a question. That's how much she sucks. That, like, seriously. It's unbelievable. One of my major gripes about this entire presidency is how it's being portrayed in the media. You can easily, easily defeat this president, defeat his ideology, defeat his movement, completely detach his followers if you just focused on the things he's doing wrong, on his policies, on that alone, not his character. Not his mean tweets, not the stupid things he says, not how badly he can spell, none of that. All of that is garbage. Focus on the policies and you will have him by the balls, and not in the way that that CNN reporter did, because that was unhelpful. Please, if you watch CNN, if you watch MSNBC, if you watch ABC or CBS News, trust me, fuck them. They're really bad at this. They are genuinely bad at this. When it comes to telling, when it comes to criticizing Donald Trump for what he's actually done wrong, I got a list. Here's the order of my list that it's in. It goes The Hill, TYT, The Humanist Report, Jimmy Dore, Tim Black, Secular Talk. These are all better media channels that you can listen to that will give you a more thorough breakdown of what Trump is actually doing. I forgot The Humanist Report also, and Rational National. There's so many good channels. Listen, CNN is trash. CNN is trash. And if they try to tell you that they're resisting or they've finally got him, this is it. This is the one thing that'll bring down Donald Trump. I'll see you in 2024 when Donald Trump is still our president, because these people have no real way of affecting anything he does. I'm Phoenix Cloud. That was a burning rant. See you next time.
For that, Phoenix.
Nice. I like that.
That was getting on my nerves, I swear to God.
Why is that? You deliver so art.
So articulate.
I mainstream media gets the like, I'm like, very few things get on under my skin and get on my nerves as much as mainstream cable news does. Like, because it's like watching someone tell you something that you know is bullshit, but they keep saying it. It's like,
yeah. Well, the cable news network is seriously, like, they don't even try to be middle of the road. It is so blatantly, like, leaning on their left ear that they're, like, mashing it into the ground. I can't even handle it.
Yeah.
When I see stuff from them, I mean, I always cite my sources, but I'm always like, oh, CNN, crap. Because one's going to believe it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
No one's going to freaking believe it.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about CNN. They have a dramatic camera control crew.
Yeah.
Like, they shots. Like, crucial. Like, right. you ever look at the close-ups? How they intro themselves?
They're amazing.
I'm like, yeah.
That control crew is dope.
Oh yeah.
I don't want a fucking camera crew.
I like, as for three people who went to a media like school, we can pinpoint, like, hey man, the people in the control room know what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
They know what they're doing. Like, they know what they're doing.
Right. You know, exactly. They got top-tier talent.
Right. But if we can get someone like us to Well, but CNN would go in the toilet if one of us was a reporter there, because we're not. Could you imagine? CNN would be in the goddamn toilet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, their headlines are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Emphasis on ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. No, I can't. I always second. Give a second thought to when I have to cite them as a source, because I'm like, no one's going to believe this, because nothing that they put out is legit. Nothing.
Yeah, and that's the problem if you're trying to discredit someone who genuinely can be discredited. Make no mistake.
Easily.
But if you're not a trusted source,
right,
because all you do is talk shit about them.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, because it's a non-issue.
Yeah, it just becomes noise, pretty much.
Exactly.
It just becomes noise.
It's noise. So, and I don't want to be just noise.
Right. All right, so do we have a question of the day today?
I think today, the one that makes sense to me is, are you planning to use your stimulus check for needs or for pleasure?
Needs or wants?
Needs or wants?
Mm.
Mine has been a need. Like, I paid my car payment a day in advance, which has never happened, ever. Like, in the history of man, it's never happened. And I also set aside $1,000 for our trip to South Carolina, to Myrtle Beach.
Right.
So.
That's a bit of need and want right there.
It is, exactly. So, I mean, I was responsible.
Right. You absolutely being responsible. Like, what I don't understand about a lot of people, like, y'all just got income tax. Some of y'all. So a lot of people just got income tax and got broke real fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I was one of those people who would rely on income tax. You know, I'm getting this bulk of money. I feel like I could buy the world. Like, that's when you're in the bubble, when you're in the box.
2007.
Inside the box and looking outside the bubble and realizing the bubble just ain't a sphere. It's really like just all over the place. You really understand that lump sum of money really doesn't help you down the road. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even help you a little bit. It helps you get along. It doesn't help you get over the hump.
Yeah. It gets you to next payday.
Right.
Pretty much.
But the narrative or the mindset that we have is, and I'm like I say, I'm one of these people. I was one of these people. You say what you're gonna do with this shit. You say I'm gonna take care of this important thing, this important thing, this important thing. But as soon as you get that money, it's all about what I want.
Yeah.
What I want. My desires then overtook my needs.
Right.
It made my needs become invalid, and now my wants become my needs.
Right.
Hey, I don't know how it happens, but I swear to God, like, every year I got it in the tax return, I'm like, all right, I'm getting my car. And then somehow I get a bill or I'm just like, oh, like my phone breaks, or I need a new phone, or I need, yeah, you know what I'm saying, some clothes because I got this coming up. Something, something gets in the way, and next thing I know, I'm broke, shit, and I can't get my car. And I'm
like, you wait until next Friday. You wait until next payday. Right.
Right. And I'm like, dude, this is horrible. I'm like, I need my car. Like, I need my car. So, like.
Now, see, my problem was, I was always buying a car. It was like almost every 2 years, I was buying a car.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I'm really not enjoying, I'm really shopping on the budget for a car. So I'm really getting smugs, get from point A to point B, and still trying to get what, I'm still trying to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what that is.
No, and it's like, and it don't go together. And the actual song that I have, I say the less money he makes, the more money he spends. Now that's backwards, right?
No, that's right. That's 100% right.
But exactly, it's backwards, but it's 100% correct, because what I mean by that is people live beyond their means and don't look at the fact that you ain't got the money to cover it. And when you look at it, you're doing all this working and struggling. When you get that little tax money, you feel like that's your reward.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can do what you want to do. Not what you need to do, because you felt like throughout this whole situation, you did what you needed to do to get what you need. But nobody's looking at, well, if you take that check and you set it to the side, you still got a job.
Right.
You still got to go to work. Mm-hmm. So you got that check. You do what you have to. You pay your rent up. You pay the most important things to you. Always understand that if you really about getting some money, you really about staying above water, when you pay those most important things, that money's going to come back. Regardless if you're hustling or you doing the 9-to-5, punching the clock 9-to-5, that money's going to come back too. Mm-hmm. It's all about your patience and getting that money back.
Agreed.
And if you're going to, like, you don't necessarily have to dive into your savings. I didn't start doing it. I'm 40 years old. It took me 38 years to understand that. It took me, and it also took a person to let me know, like, all you do is tax time ball. That was the exact
word. Oh, that's cold. Balling at tax time. That's it.
Right. And that psychologically, it do something to you, because as a grown man, you like, what the fuck? Yeah. I handle my business all the time.
Nah.
I should be able to blow what I want to blow because I've earned this money. And it's like, when you look back at it, you like, dang, I knew I should have saved the patience that I have now with saving money. I should have had that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'd be in a whole different bracket, I tell you that.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm 44, and Chris, I get you. I got it. If I had the patience I have now 20 years ago, I wouldn't have put that $1,000 aside for Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. I'd have kept it right where it is and waited and been like, okay, hopefully nothing comes up.
Right. Hopefully nothing comes up.
Yeah, but something always comes up.
Yep. Always.
Something always comes up.
Now that I've said that, my TV is going to break.
Exactly. That's what it'd be. Like, even when I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to save this, and I know I'm going to have it for when I go, you know what I'm saying, to get my car. And then, like, maybe it takes a day or two, right? A day or two, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, my bank account suddenly overdraft because this came out of my account that I totally forgot that I had set up. And it's like, now I need that money.
And now I can't register the goddamn thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it usually
Adulting means. Sucks.
Adulting sucks. Adulting is the worst thing. We going to get up out of here, y'all. We got to get up out of here. It's Culture Shock. It's been Phoenix.
It's Lex.
Hey, it's Crystal.
We're going to see y'all next week.
Please. Yeah. Killed her husband, whacked him. Hey. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Hey.
Send her to Tigers, they snapped. Carol Baskin.
That was hard.